ICE attempted to raid Canal Street and detain our immigrant neighbors. As mayor, I'll protect the rights of every single New Yorker. And that includes the more than 3 million immigrants who call the city their home. One last thing. New Yorkers have a constitutional right to protest. And when I'm mayor, we will protect that right.
So the new mayor of New York City has a plan to stand right in the way of federal immigration operations right here in New York. And although the city has been a sanctuary for decades, the outgoing mayor actually wanted ICE inside local jails and apartments arresting dangerous fugitives who critics say the new mayor wants to protect while making social media videos doling out blanket advice for stopping federal agents who will soon be entering an even more hostile environment.
It was just a chaotic scene that broke out here earlier today, right here on the edge of Chinatown and Soho. Dozens of demonstrators clashing with police over a possible ICE raid.
I told the president that these kinds of raids that we're seeing here in New York City, they're cruel and inhumane, and they do nothing to serve the interests of public safety. The issue is not on the following of existing sanctuary city policies.
The Trump administration is definitely concerned about the rise in violence, in attacks, in physical threats that we have seen against our brave men and women who wear the ICE uniform. Again, these are agents who are just simply doing their jobs. They are enforcing our nation's immigration laws.
Just last month, another clash broke out between protesters and law enforcement in Chinatown after ICE agents arrested vendors for selling counterfeit goods.
What I also told the president is we have the NYPD here. We trust the NYPD to deliver that public safety. We do not need ICE and the National Guard to make that same case.
Yeah, but you said that you were going to work with the president, and part of the agreement with the president is, look, I'm not going to send reinforcements if you cooperate with our ICE officials. So now you've already broke your promise.
So New York's outgoing mayor, Eric Adams, says the city is in for dark days as soon as the Mamdani agenda takes off. And nobody's talking about how this first-in-the-nation socialist blueprint is going to take off like a rocket, and this whole city is going to be virtually unrecognizable in 12 months. But the one thing that won't be changing will be New York City's open borders agenda, which has the mission of keeping as many federal fugitives on its streets as humanly possible, even if those folks are a grave danger to the communities they've taken over, leading to unprecedented crime waves, looting, illegal vending, and gang activity. And the crazy thing is, as the incoming mayor doubles down on this whole sanctuary thing, all of it conflicts with the affordability agenda he got elected on. Because with an estimated 500,000 illegal immigrants calling New York City their home, one has to wonder what would happen to apartment prices here if folks who break America's laws were not able to rent them. Plus, if 500,000 jobs open up, companies would be forced to raise wages for struggling New Yorkers and pay them more money. And many a Mamdani voter will be shocked when they learn protecting federal fugitives here is actually more important than making things affordable for those who obey the law. Which brings us to the real reason the federal government has promised to increase ICE activity in New York City. As we've been learning, fraud and crime plunder billions of dollars from America in a whole myriad of ways, and it has to stop. And where does this money come from? It comes from those who obey the law and play by the rules, both citizens and immigrants alike. But that money is redistributed in the form of state and federal benefits, in some cases to folks who are here without permission and are essentially stealing. On top of that, when you realize dangerous gangs like Tren de Aragua have embedded themselves in sanctuaries like New York, the organized crime that pours out of these cities does not improve our country from within, that's for sure. Meanwhile, the presence of every illegal fugitive here just tempts cartels and gangs to continue trying to exploit our borders so they can make money. Meanwhile, right now, New York City's jails are full of fugitives who aren't even supposed to be here in this country, but the city wants to keep them in those jails and on our streets for some reason.
We're seeing that these criminal legal aliens are exiting the jails and going back onto New York or Chicago or these other sanctuary streets to re-perpetuate their crimes. Today, in New York City's jails, are 7,169 criminal illegal aliens.
This is so stupid because, you know, another thing the mayor has said he really wants to do is decrease the incarcerated population in New York City. And you know what a great way to do that is? Let ICE come to the jail and do it for you. It'll be free. America will be safer. Less people in jail. Everyone wins. Oh, but nope. We've got to stand up for the rights of fugitives because we're a sanctuary, even though everybody knows that's a bad idea.
Chaos here on Canal Street. The scammers don't even respect the police.
What are you guys mad about?
The scammers just recognized me.
He was upset about us doing our job.
So you can't be illegally vending, though, all right?
It's not. You never see me vending?
I don't sell. You're saying you don't sell? Are you kidding me? Look at all your friends out here. They're all sellers.
Okay. Okay.
You're from New York. Call me white trash.
So allegedly, the people selling things on the streets in Canal Street, they're engaging in an illegal activity. The sanctuary police can't do anything to stop the illegal activity. They can't enforce immigration law. And when ICE shows up and stages a raid in this neighborhood, the mobs just pour out of their apartment buildings and towers and go right after them. But this is a great example of how New York City disenfranchises its law-abiding. For example, how does a business in this neighborhood operate and pay their rent if people can't get into the business because there's so much illegal activity on the sidewalk, no one can get through the front door? How does that work? But remember that 7,000 number in New York City's jails? Keep that in mind as you see what you're about to see.
I told the president that these kinds of raids that we're seeing here in New York City, they're cruel and inhumane, and they do nothing to serve the interests of public safety. And I'm speaking to you right now as a mayor-elect. I'm also still the assembly member.
Okay, so the mayor says he doesn't want the raids. And you know who else doesn't want the raids? ICE. ICE doesn't want the raids either. In fact, they're not even raids. These are targeted enforcement operations. They don't go out on the streets to do something without a purpose. They always have an intended fugitive that they're after. They know where that person is, and that's where they're headed. But ICE doesn't want to do that either. ICE doesn't want to walk down Fifth Avenue and make arrests. They don't want to do that. They don't want to go into an apartment where there's a whole bunch of people living with weapons to extract somebody who might themselves be armed. They don't want that. But this is a sanctuary city, and since ICE can't go into the jails and arrest 7,000 people right now and get them off the streets and out of the country permanently because they're here without permission, they got to do it the hard way. It's sad. And guess what? The mayor can now say, see, ICE is wrong. But they have to do it the way that he doesn't approve of. You see how this works? Create a law that makes things worse and then blame the people whose job it is to keep the whole country safe.
What I told the president in our meeting was that the issue is not on the following of existing sanctuary city policies, which allows for the city to work together with the federal government on those who have been convicted of 170 serious crimes.
I am so glad this came up because it almost sounds like New York City's sanctuary laws are not a problem and New York City is allowed to work with the federal government. But you see, federal law, now that we have the Lake and Riley Act, requires any illegal immigrant in America who has been accused of or convicted of a crime to be held in ICE custody. So if people have not been convicted of a crime and they're in a local jail, ICE is supposed to detain those people. But it gets even worse when you look at this idea of being convicted. New York City actually stopped publishing its dashboard amid slipping convictions. Look at this, just 35% of felony cases ended in convictions last year, and that is down from 37% the year before and 40% the year before. So our conviction rates here are an absolute joke. We might have a whole bunch of serious crimes where local police are allowed to cooperate with ICE, but if nobody gets convicted of them, well, I guess these are all just innocent men. And that's why the Lake and Riley Act was written the way that it was. If people are accused of a crime and they're here illegally, ICE has a role to play. What that does is that holds these jurisdictions that release everybody and convict nobody accountable for their sanctuary mayhem. But there's another issue at hand here. All of this rhetoric about how to resist ICE and how what they're doing is wrong and how they don't serve the public interest one bit and how this all needs to stop and how they're persecuting New Yorkers. Well, I mean, that's having a predictable effect on the federal agents that put on a uniform every single day to keep you and I safe.
City Mayor Alex Ramondani put out a video recently telling immigrants in New York City they have the right to stand up to ICE. Are you concerned this will inspire New York City residents to resist ICE operations? And what will the Trump administration do if this happens?
The Trump administration is definitely concerned about the rise in violence and attacks and physical threats that we have seen against our brave men and women who wear the ICE uniform.
And there have been a lot of threats. The last time ICE was here, the city went absolutely berserk, and they came here after people who were documenting the whole Canal Street, illegal immigration, counterfeit selling of items connection were attacked and were assaulted and had the whole thing on camera. Nick Shirley documented this, and then the raids came. And the White House has reason to be very concerned here. We have a mayor who got elected on an anti-Trump open borders agenda by massive majorities. There's a large base of people here that want to resist ICE. We've already seen the protests. We've already seen the riots. And there are some people who think that once the new mayor gets in, this is all just going to surge through the roof.
Their rights, and I can't think of a more American thing to do than to speak about the protections that we all have under the law. My responsibility is to do the work necessary to ensure that that doesn't take place. And what I also told the president is we have the NYPD here. We trust the NYPD to deliver that public safety.
Oh,
we do
yeah?
not need ICE and the National Guard to make that same case.
Yeah, but you said that you were going to work with the president, and part of the agreement with the president is, look, I'm not going to send reinforcements if you cooperate.
And it sounds like that's not going to happen. And to come out and say that the NYPD has this under control, I mean, what a joke of a statement that is. Look, I totally support the NYPD. We got a lot of brave men and women who are underpaid, overworked, and persecuted by the local population here who put on that uniform every single day. And our hats go off to them, but they do not have this city under control. They've got the lowest force they've had in 30 years. They can't seem to hire their way out of this mess. They're losing veteran officers. That force deteriorates every single day. It's not the fault of the officers. It's the fault of the environment they live in. And if the mobs are going to come out in full force, crime is just going to explode in this city. Because if you take the NYPD from their patrols, you take them out of the subway, you take them out of Penn Station and Grand Central, you take them out of neighborhoods and you send them all to some massive uprising somewhere, all those neighborhoods are unguarded and you're going to have crime waves popping up all over the city as criminals spot areas of opportunity.
National Guard and ICE as a result.
The NYPD does not have access to what ICE has access to, what the
Border
Patrol has access to, what the DHS has access to. The NYPD has their hands full.
Right.
So now they got to worry about illegal immigrants, transnational gangsters and
mm-hmm.
terrorists. That's where the federal government comes in.
Right.
So Xil Ramondani's pretending like the NYPD is built for that. They're not built for that.
No, they're not. It's frightening. They're not built for it. They don't have the tools to take on criminals who came to this country illegally and are supported by a vast network that may stretch to countries like Venezuela. But on top of that, there's another reason why nobody should trust the NYPD. And again, this is not the fault of the officers themselves. As far as convictions go, the prosecutor, Alvin Bragg in Manhattan, they do win convictions 66% of the time when it's a charge downgraded to a misdemeanor or a non-criminal violation. And the number of felonies they just refused to prosecute has nearly doubled. So they're not winning felony convictions. They're downgrading felonies to misdemeanors, which 66% of the time they get a conviction. But look at this, 7% of the felonies, 8% in 2023, 12% of felonies in 2024, they just said, yeah, we're not going to prosecute that, even though it's a felony. So you have people who were arrested for committing a felony. There was evidence of that. And the district attorney said, let them go.
Work together. Everyone's got different expertise. So this guy is doubling and tripling down. When he said, what is more American than telling, I should
not
help
American.
Him with this. Than helping an American, helping somebody who got here illegally,
right.
How to stay here illegally. That's the
that's the American way.
Looking in between his words, what he's really saying, illegal immigrants should stay.
I love that he's just so emotional. I just can't think of anything more American than to tell illegals who broke the law that are not Americans how to evade ICE.
Right. And that's what's so stupid about this. And the border czar has been very clear. If you don't have a border, you don't have a country. So by default, it is American to enforce America's laws and to enforce and secure America's border. People have to come through that border the right way. If people are living in New York City illegally, they have not come in the right way. It is not the American way to try and help them evade capture by the federal government and consequences for their actions. Americans understand that if you break the law, there should be a consequence. We are a nation of laws and order, exploiting our laws, throwing them away, not letting fugitives face any kind of repercussion for the horrible things they do in New York, setting criminals free. That's dumb. That's not American at all. But New York City does that every single day. And there's nothing affordable about any of this either, which is the thing that most New Yorkers voted for Mr. Mamdani for. They want him to come in and lower prices. But how do you do that? How do you enfranchise workers in this city if they have to compete for an employment opportunity with somebody who's not supposed to be in America? How do they fight for the wages that they deserve in the job market if they're competing with people who've broken America's laws and are cheating the system? On top of that, every dollar of local welfare given to somebody who's not supposed to be here that might help them pay for an apartment or pay for groceries means there are now less resources for legal residents, less apartments, and apartment vacancies here are 1%. 1% of New York City's apartments can be rented right now. That's a housing crisis. There are so many people living here. We don't have enough apartments for people who want to move. And then we've got the city-run grocery stores idea, which a lot of people got very excited about. But here's a question. Every time city-run grocery stores pop up in other parts of the country, they can't seem to stock their shelves. What happens when these grocery stores have trouble keeping items in stock like the city-run grocery stores everywhere else do? Really, a sanctuary agenda is a lawless agenda. And when you pursue lawlessness, it happens at the expense of the law abiding. People who do the right thing, people who obey the rules. Those people are having the American dream stolen from them. They voted for an affordability agenda to try and get it back, and it's never gonna happen. In fact, by the new mayor saying, hey, that he wants to freeze rents for all of the rent-stabilized apartments in the city. Well, everybody that doesn't live in a rent-stabilized apartment, their rent just went up because most buildings have some rent-stabilized apartments and some market-rate apartments, and if landlords can't get the rent over here, they're gonna have to plunder it from their market-rate tenants, and they're gonna get away with it because we're in a housing crisis. Nothing about this city is affordable. That's not gonna change anytime soon. What do you think about that? I will see you in